Other promulgated forms. Introduction. Other important notices and disclosures. In addition to contracts and contract addenda, TREC provides license holders with other forms that pertain to real estate transactions, such as notices and disclosures. The disclosure license holders will use for most residential transactions is the seller's disclosure notice. The seller's disclosure notice. Disclosure of material facts. Section 5.008 of the Texas Property Code requires sellers of previously occupied single-family residences to disclose any material facts or physical condition issues of the property. Why does the state require disclosure? Sellers and real estate agents are required to reveal information that could negatively affect a property's value or an interested party's decision to purchase a specific property. Disclosure laws prevent sellers from merely slapping a glossy coat of paint on the walls to conceal a more expensive problem from potential buyers. Seller-required disclosures protect buyers from purchasing money pits that need expensive repairs. However, they also protect sellers and real estate agents from costly lawsuits and reputational damage. The majority of residential sellers in the state must complete the seller's disclosure notice, TREC contract number 55-0. The seller, not the agent, is responsible for completing the form accurately and honestly. The agent should provide the seller with the form when taking the listing to ensure that the seller completes the disclosure on time. The seller is responsible for disclosing whether the property in question contains any of the items listed on the checklist. Every one of the items should have an answer, either yes, no, or unknown. A common mistake sellers make when completing this form is not to answer one or more of the questions because they feel that the questions are not relevant to the property. Realistically, there should be very few unknown responses. As a rule, sellers should disclose any facts that could affect a purchaser's decision to buy. Any stigma that relates to a material fact about the property must be disclosed. Material facts include property defects in title, encroachments, floodplain information, leases on the property, and any environmental issues affecting the property. All sellers must disclose any known material facts to a buyer. Psychological stigma, however, is more of a grey area. Consult your broker if you are in doubt. Updated info regarding flooding. Due to the devastation wrought by Hurricane Harvey on the Texas Gulf Coast, in 2017, the seller's disclosure notice was updated to include language relating to flood damage sustained to the property. Sellers must disclose knowledge of any previous flooding and whether they have filed an insurance claim for flood damage to the property. Sellers must also disclose whether they received assistance from the Federal Emergency Management Agency, FEMA, or the U.S. Small Business Administration, SBA, for flood damage to the property. The language added in 2019 helps buyers make informed decisions when considering properties for purchase because it requires sellers to disclose whether the property is located wholly or partially in a 100-year floodplain, a 500-year floodplain, a floodway, a flood pool, or a reservoir. A new disclosure requirement was added in 2023, requiring sellers to disclose the type of piping used for gas supply lines. Information needing to be disclosed. As previously mentioned, the seller's disclosure notice, TREC contract number 55-0, requires the disclosure of all material facts and/or physical condition issues concerning a property. Take a look at the lists of some of these disclosure items below. Familiarizing yourself with what you might be putting on the form in the future. Material facts that should be questioned and disclosed include bullet land and soil conditions, bullet pest infestation, toxic mold, and other interior environmental hazards, bullet structural issues, roof, doors, foundation, and windows, bullet condition of electrical and plumbing systems and fixtures, bullet location within natural hazard or specially regulated areas, nuclear power plant, landfill, floodplains, wetlands, endangered species, etc. Bullet potentially uninsurable property. Bullet known alterations and additions. Public controls, statutes, and utilities to be disclosed include bullet zoning and planning guidelines. Bullet school districts, utility districts, and tax districts. Bullet Property Owners Association membership. Latent and hidden defects. The seller must also disclose latent or hidden defects, such as encroachments, zoning, and deed restrictions. The do's and don'ts of the seller's disclosure notice. The agent must verify statements included in marketing information, such as the age of improvements, the size of the lot and building, and property tax amounts. The use of information provided by builders and tax records is advised. DO. Bullet. Give your seller a copy of the seller's disclosure notice, TREC form OP-H or the TXR-1406, during the listing appointment. Have the seller disclose all known property defects. Bullet, upload the document to the MLS. Bullet, encourage the seller to consult an attorney for specific questions. Bullet, have the seller complete a new form if the property sustains damage during the listing period. Don't. Wait until after the effective date of the contract to give the seller's disclosure notice to the buyer. Bullet, advise the seller to leave questions, blank or omit known issues or defects. Bullet, complete the form or influence the seller's answers. Bullet, give the seller legal advice. Bullet, check box 7B3 unless the seller is truly exempt from providing the seller's disclosure notice. But did you know? All agents know that the majority of sellers in Texas must complete the seller's disclosure notice. However, there are a few things they may not know. 1. A seller may but does not have to disclose a suicide on the property. 2. A seller may but does not have to disclose the presence of sex offenders in the area. 3. A seller must disclose any lawsuits with the potential to affect the property, such as divorce, foreclosure, bankruptcy, or other legal proceedings. 4. A seller must complete a seller's disclosure notice, even if they do not occupy the property. 5. A relocation company with title to the property must complete a seller's disclosure notice when selling the property. 6. A seller of a duplex does not have to provide the seller's disclosure notice, but must disclose any material defects of which they have knowledge. 7. A seller is responsible for completing the seller's disclosure notice to the best of their knowledge, but does not have to do any additional research on the property. 8. A seller must provide the seller's disclosure notice to a buyer on or before the effective date of the contract. If the seller provides the seller's disclosure notice after the effective date, the buyer may terminate the contract within 7 days after receiving the notice for any reason and retain their earnest money. 9. A buyer does not have to sign the seller's disclosure notice form,